Radiance. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and we've got an awesome show here tonight. We have the Honorable Brooks Agnew as a co-host here, and he's going to help out with some of the questions. And we have the infamous Bob Dean sitting here on my left. We've got Michael Tellinger here, Mel Fabregas, just an incredible host. We're going to just bring everybody on one at a time. We've got Neil Kramer here. Who else do we have here? I'm just a host of brilliant people that have come to the ranch for the ACATIC conference. And we're going to do an intention experiment at the end of the show. But before we do that, we wanted to get just a little feedback from some of the people that have come to the conference, some of the speakers here, and they can share with you some of their experiences here and any words of wisdom they want to offer. So we're going to start off with Robert Dean. And he's an icon in the UFO field, so somebody I've always looked up to, and hopefully I could follow in his footsteps. So,
thank you, Robert.
I'm not sure what icon means, James, but thank you for your kind comments. I am absolutely delighted to be here. This is an experience that I've been looking forward to for some time. You invited me here up several years ago, and I finally made it, and I'm delighted to be here. I'm overwhelmed. I'm absolutely overwhelmed at the phenomena of this crowd you've collected here. You have people here at this gathering that the collective energy of this crowd is just overwhelming. I mean, I'm high as a kite, and I haven't had anything to drink yet, you know. And, you know, I like a little Jack Daniels from time to time, but I haven't needed it. Just being with these people is just a real charge. And I'm delighted, James, to be in your company. And I'm looking forward to this weekend. And I want to thank you again for the invitation. You've put together something that's very, very special. And everyone here knows that. And I want to compliment you. Thank you so much.
Great. Bob's been sitting around the campfire here and had everybody just mesmerized with his stories. And he did come through with his cigar and his glass of bourbon and told us some pretty crazy things that I guess because you're not here, you didn't get to hear it. But, yeah, we'll go into round two, I'm sure, tonight and keep going. We've got a few other people here. We've got let me get Michael Tellinger on the line here. We've got Michael here is one of the speakers, and he's unveiling the ancient origins of humanity, and along with a few other things. Oh, you can go ahead and stay. We've got Neil Kramer here too. That's going to be next on the line. So let's give Michael the mic and see what he has to say for.
Thanks very much, James. First of all, thank you very much for inviting me and giving me the platform to come and share my work and my research. It's fantastic being here. What a magnificent setting for a magnificent event. It's absolutely phenomenal. And I'm also very honored to be in such phenomenal company, not only from the speakers, but also from the guests and the, as Bob said, the collective consciousness and the energy here is just overwhelming. And all we need is for a big mothership to come and land right over there, and we would have completed a spectacular weekend. So the dogs are participating in it. We're calling the ships down, and let's have a, you know, let's just do some magic here. I think we're all here for very, I suppose, individual reasons, but collectively, I think, for very specific reasons as well. And so I'm looking forward to the rest of the weekend. Thanks very much.
Thanks for coming. We've got we have a representative from the Dog Star here that is making his presence known, Jadar the Wonder Dog. He has his own Facebook page, so if you want to check out Jadar. I don't think I can get him to say a few words, but just go on Facebook and type in Jadar and send him a message as well. He's got lasers coming out of his eyes on his Facebook page, and he's not a normal dog. We think he's actually an alien that got dropped off here one day. but we're not sure. But anyway, we've got Neil Kramer. I want to bring Neil Kramer on. He just gave his presentation, and it was awesome. Oh, yeah. He had everybody just spellbound, you know. So really shed some light on some things and opened up some whole new avenues. So here you go, Neil.
Thank you, James. Yeah, well, what can I say? What a privilege it is to be here. And just basically stood here looking at this mountain in this beautiful place with all these eager, truthful, spiritual beings. It's just awesome, and it really is. And as I was saying earlier in the day, you know, I've seen a lot of interesting things in my own journeys, but just in the few short days I've been here, I've seen probably 20, 30 UFOs. I've seen, you know, little entities in the field doing right angles and backflips and stuff. And we also, as well as being in a special place where the energies are, you know, very charged and the sort of dimensions very close together, etc., we also have the benefit of a lot of kind of sexy technology as well. So I was very interested to use your light amplifying goggles or whatever they're called, and the infrared beam, and, you know, it just opens up a whole spectrum of things. So the phenomena is very interesting, but as I said earlier, the big juicy thing for me is, you know, all the people sharing their stories, which is what I like, and that's just been, you know, completely phenomenal. So, yeah, thanks for inviting me, James.
Thank you, Neil. Might be able to get a few other people. I'm trying to think. We've got some time here. We've got Mel Fabregas actually filming this right now. I'm looking into his camera as we speak. And, you know, we had some interesting things happen. We had a total, while we were here, we had an M-class flare hit totally direct on the, and so everybody was kind of processing quite a bit, you know, because of the energies coming in. And I think Brooks has something to say about that.
Well, I was just going to thank Mel for saving us all by absorbing the entire solar flare with his face. And
we got into some conversations. I'll let him talk about that. But, you know, 10 minutes goes into, you know, it seems like what's 10 minutes goes into hours. And then next thing you know, you're fried. So we'll get a few messages from Mel here.
Yeah, James, first of all, thank you for inviting me to this most wonderful paradise place and being surrounded with like-minded people that you think you don't know, but all you have to do is to shake a hand and it feels that you've known them forever. So I'm so glad to be here. But as he was saying, yes, things happen for a reason. Time acceleration. I sat down yesterday with Brooks, Robin, and some others to talk about every subject under the sun, and I thought an hour had passed, and after I look at my watch, 5 hours had passed. So I think there was a missing time, or the sun really hit me in the eyes. But I saw more UFOs 2 days ago than I've ever seen. Well, I only saw one big one last year. And I know most of you will see more tonight. So I look forward to spending more time with all of you here in this most beautiful place. And let's hear from the rest of you. Thank you, James.
It'd be great to talk about the infrared goggles, the night vision, and the infrared beam.
Oh, let me tell you, I'm a skeptic by nature, and when I see the orbs, my subconscious mind says maybe they're lens debris or dust, but I got confirmation that that's not the case. James lent me his infrared goggles, and all of a sudden, we had a big orb right in front of us, and I put the laser, I start moving around, and it started following the laser, and then about half an hour later, another one was playing with me. I was moving along, and I was following it. The question is, what are they? They are obviously intelligent, and they're here for a reason in this very special place.
And what would you say about them being dust? I mean, being that they are going against the wind and under some kind of intelligent control or anything else, the dust program. What do you think about the people that are saying, oh, that's just dust?
No. Absolutely. You have to experience for yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, these things were right. If you compare to those pine trees, one of them was back there. It was huge. And after it was playing with me, it went up, and then it went right straight down, almost as if their home is under our feet here. So, no, it's not dust. And I think one of you showed me a picture of a yellow one, almost with a face. It looks like a sun, like a miniature sun. Mm-hmm. So, no,
It's not Lent dust, and I'm here to prove it.
All right. Great.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
So anyway, there you have it. Mel Fabregas telling us that orbs are not dust. So,
and that's, we have a convert. And that's Veritas.
And Veritas Radio Show. The what's really interesting here is that I always say this is the place where debunkers come to die, you know. And there's so much nonsense out there. And here, you know, we have the technology. We have the witnesses. We have, you know, triple PhD Boeing engineers coming here, Lockheed engineers like last year. A lot of top speakers here. Mel was here last year. William Henry was here. Lisa Renee, Dolores Cannon, Mary Rodwell, just a small list. There's a host of really well-known people here, and we did an intention experiment. And what happened in that intention experiment is right when we ended the experiment, we walked outside, and sure enough, this beautiful pink and orange ship flew right over the conference building for everybody to see. And we're filmed by a lot of these engineers that were there and physicists and things of that nature. So here you have the intention experiment that was done to initiate contact, and they actually came exactly after the event happened. And we've done this redundantly here. So I think it's quite interesting that we talk a lot about contact. Everybody is saying, when are they going to contact us? Or, you know, and it's kind of funny because this has been going on for 25 years here. And the game is to put it in the future somewhere. Like when they land or when they contact or keep it far away or keep it dark and negative. And it's not a dark or negative thing because, as you can see, you know, everybody here, we're all cheering and hooting and hollering, and the ships come in, everybody gets excited, everybody's sending them love, and they're responding back. And that's why we have such a good success story here, because we invite them to come in. We initiate this and create this reality through love and joy and bliss. And that's the frequencies that they're operating on. So that's basically what we're going to shoot for today, is this evening, is to send the intention out. When we do these intention experiments, sometimes things happen right away, and sometimes they might happen a little while later. It depends. We usually have our sky watches at dark 30. And the sun is still up right now. So you know, they like to come in at night because they are brilliant light ships, and they're easier to see. But a lot of times they'll come in the daytime too. We have a lot of daylight footage as well. I was wondering if anything, I don't know if Brooks wants to add anything to the story about his experience here, or Robin, or being that you're sitting there on the air.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's something magical about coming here, and I would say I have a little experience with it now, having come six times to the ranch. To say that it's a sanctuary is an understatement. We, in the real world, in our real jobs and our real pressures, have such a competition for the peace and tranquility that we like to have from day to day. The agreement that we are here on a mission, we do have a sovereignty that's valuable. And the world, and maybe sometimes our jobs or our spouses or our families, our extended families, try to change our minds on that. But this is one place that you can always come for sanctuary, and I understand that so clearly now after the years of coming here. But the magic is sitting at the base of Mount Adams, and minute by minute through the day, as the sun goes overhead, this mountain changes. The clouds change, the shadows change, it's covered with snow, and we're sitting in a pristine green field, surrounded by green pine trees and a clear blue sky. What could be more magical than that, except that in about an hour, the stars will come out and the magic will begin.
Mm-hmm. I'd love for you, and I'm probably going to put you on the spot, and you don't have to go there, but you know where I'm going with this. But I'd love for you to talk about one of your contacts that you had that was actually life-changing for you when you were here.
Well, you know, I grew up one of those curious little kids that always wanted to see a UFO and never got to, until I was 52 years old and I was invited to come here to speak. First time I'd ever really spoken publicly about the book that I co-authored with Mary. I got here and I was going to speak on a Sunday, and I was a little nervous to make an understatement. And so the night before I was to speak, I decided to take you up on the meditation classes that you were having here. And I ended up meditating looking out the window at Mount Adams the night before. And in the middle of that meditation, I was connected to with that mountain right here, right at the heart. And the experience was life-changing. I had never had a direct connection like that. Those that are experienced with it told me it's a download, Brooks. Don't worry about it, okay? But, you know, I hadn't ever had an answer to prayer or anything else like that before. Now, I got to say, the first night that I was here, we walked out of the hall, and they said, now, don't be surprised if you see a UFO. And I'm like, Mel, like, uh-huh, yeah, it's dust, you know, whatever. I look up, and there's this light going overhead, and it's kind of gold. And I go, wow, that's interesting. Look at that satellite. And then it glows about 50 times brighter, like it's coming right down on top of us, stops right there above us. And I felt a wave of panic. I felt like, I am not ready to go right now. So it stopped, and it shrank and went back up, changed direction, and went another way. And I said to Robin, I said, that's not what satellites do. And I wrestled with that whole night. And it's just been every single time I've come here, I've seen multiple UFOs. I photographed them during the day around this mountain, which is just remarkable to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, one way or the other. Either they're coming to get me or I'm here to get them.
That was just the tag run, you know. First they tag you, and then they watch you for a little while, and then they come back. But it's a good thing. But anyway, you know, we've had so many experiences here, and there's been so many people that have come here that have had experiences just like Brooks, where they have connected spiritually to these beings and received a download, and their life was not the same after that. And major healing followed it as well. So we've had... people in this field right here have spontaneous healings, and they come right up and go, thank you. And I go, I didn't do anything. You know, that was between you and spirit or whatever happened. But we've had broken wrists, men. We've had tumors disappear. Crazy things happen in this field of dreams over here. So I highly recommend anybody, when you are doing these intention experiments, or, you know, be kind to yourself and ask for a little download or help or healing energies as well, because the beings are here. This field is full of spirits like light spheres and orbs, and it's pretty common that people have awakenings and healings and things of a very high nature happen. So as long as you don't get into fear, you're usually fine with these things. And if you do get into fear, they just back off and they come back later when you're ready. So you know, I always say, everybody goes, I'm ready. You know, I'll tell you a couple little stories that really, yeah, they're really funny, because we think we're ready. And, you know, I've had Kung Fu and Qigong masters here, like, and, you know, and they're going, I'm ready, and they're ready to film, and they have cameras on their, you know, over their shoulder, $7,000 cameras. And they said, okay, if they come down low, I'm going to go public and talk about this. And sure enough, the ships drop right down low, go right over them. They don't even pick up their camera. They're frozen. They are stuck, frozen, like looking up. And they'll hear me laughing, and they'll look, and then I'll point at their camera, and they just go, oh, God, I can't believe that, you know. So that's kind of like the first experience you have, is like in shock. You know, go, damn, this is real, you know, like... You know, and then a lot of people that say they're ready when these ships come in, I mean, they're running and grabbing trees, you know, and hiding under trees and things like that. So we usually don't have that here, but I've just seen that. We did some sweat lodge ceremonies and some other things, and the ships came in real low. And I know the people that said they were really ready ended up like running for trees, you know, and hanging on trees and things. So we have to drop the fear, and you know, it's not uncommon to fear the unknown. That's normal. It's normal to fear the unknown. It's normal to fear change. And that's what these beings represent. But if we get past that fear and embrace them with love and joy and bliss, and as equals, even though they are brilliant in their understanding, they may know a lot more than we do. We were once them, and now we're here, and they're here to remind us and help us in our journeys here. So it's very important not to fear them, not to worship them, that's for sure. They don't want to be worshipped, but just be open to any help or any advice that they have to give. And allow them to do their thing. The things we've had here, we've had Mormon scientists here, you know, people that have had broken wrists that have seen huge triangle ships fly over them, and their wrists would heal, you know, immediately, like a spontaneous healing would happen. And how do you explain that? You know, when you're a scientist, you know, you're going, wait a second, you know, 10 minutes ago my wrist was broken. You know, how'd this happen? So a lot of people have actually had tumors disappear and things like that. So if you put your intention on that, which is what we're doing here, we're going to put an intention experiment out to bring in the ships, and I'll guide us through that. But at the same time, if you at the same time, just, you know, be open to anything that comes in, any energies that start coming in, be open to any sensations that you feel in your body. While we're doing the intention experiment, if you feel like you need some healing, either mentally, emotionally, or physically, put that out there. You know, while we're doing the experiment, you know, at the end of the experiment, just put your wishes out there and be open to it. Be open to receiving, you know, whatever comes. So it's quite interesting that I always tell people, you know, because Ezekiel's favorite words, who I work with, one of the beings, are "as you wish," And it is an as-you-wish universe. If we put the intention out there and we open to the experience, we can have the experience. If we doubt it, or we don't want to get involved in it, or we just say this isn't real, the universe goes, as you wish, you know, and it's not real for you. We talked also, too, about seeing. You see with your brain, actually. Your eyes are picking up billions of bits of information. You're actually seeing other dimensions around you right now. But your brain is choosing what you see. Out of all that information, what is going to be your reality? So if you change your mind and open up to this greater reality, which is what we do with some of the other technology, we show you through technology that these things are happening all around you. You just can't see them. Then all of a sudden you start seeing them. And because now it's a part of your reality, and then you start seeing them with your naked eye. And it's really interesting how that works. So it's just a matter of getting educated, awakening, opening up to a new experience, and allowing that experience to happen. And step out of any victim roles and know that, you know, the same God within you is the same God within them. You know, stand in your own self-authority and, you know, create the reality you want. You know, call in the beings that you want to experience. And if you don't like what you're experiencing, we always say, if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing, you know. Which is in the books, if you want to buy the book. No. I never plug my books. I'm the worst. I always forget I even wrote them, you know. So Reunion with Source, Becoming Gods, and The Ultimate Soul Journey, and they're on the website. So thank you. Yeah, it was easy.
And the website is?
eseti.org. So check out eseti.org. And as I was shown today by Neil Kramer, that we are blocked by, what did it say out here?
Yeah, what did it say? Yeah, so this continent is blocked as it has been flagged as alternative spirituality / occult.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, it didn't want us to visit that site.
Go back.
You know you're doing something right when this starts happening, right?
That's the old saying, you know, if you're not experiencing flack, you're not over the target. You know, we're getting a lot of flack right now, so we must be doing something right. But somebody's getting a little agitated. You know, I didn't realize it, but you know, there's a real issue with empowering people and awakening people and healing people. Apparently, that's kind of against the rules right now. So I don't know who made those rules up. But, you know, I always thought we had a constitution and some resemblance of that left, but apparently we don't. But I think we need to rise up now and start claiming our power back and our divine rights to self-determination and determining where we go and what kind of healing we experience and who we go for that healing and all of these things. You know, it's getting to be that time, and And there's a wave of energy coming through that unity consciousness wave that just came through on March 9th is actually taking down all these tyrannical systems and these control systems that are in place right now. So we have to do our part. It's not going to all be done for us, but we have to do our part as well. And we have an amazing group here and speakers here that are all on that same wavelength of empowering the individual and individual responsibility to make your own personal connection with spirit and creator and in this exclusivity on God and UFOs, you know, and everything else, you know, outside the box. So it's really important to realize is that everybody here at the ranch, we're all sovereign, self-governing people here. There's no cult membership here. We don't even have a membership, actually. But we don't drink Kool-Aid, and I'm trying to think of what else. I can go through here. We don't sacrifice animals. We don't put stuff in Kool-Aid. We don't do drugs, and we don't have a following here, because everybody who comes here are pretty much self-governing and are leading themselves, which is very important right now.
Hey, so, James.
Yeah.
What is going to be the general theme of the intention experiment tonight, so our listeners can join us?
Well, we're going to kind of set the intention. We should probably get into that right now. And basically, what we're going to do is in the intention is that one of the Tibetan lamas I studied with, I love what he said. He said, there's so few enlightened people on this planet because it's so damn simple. And he said, you focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. And we just have to do the time, the quiet time, and get out in nature and allow our own God self to come forward, which is, that's what it is. It's this, within everybody is this totally loving, joyous, powerful, manifesting God or goddess. It's the spark waiting to become the full flame. These beings are just more of that spark. They've ignited more of that consciousness and energy. They've become, more use of the creational energies. They're just a little further up the ladder than we are, but they're all in the same unified field. So what we can do is realize is that they draw off the same energy we do, and their souls came from the same place our souls came from. And we all come from the same source. We all return to the same source. It doesn't matter what culture, what religion, what color you are. That makes no difference at all. You're a soul that's coming and going and jumping in many earth suits. So some of your earth suits weren't on Earth, you know. So we've had suits on other planets, you know, in other dimensions. And the beings that we're connecting with, it's very important to realize that these beings are our family. They're the greater family of man, and they're here to assist us in our own awakening and healing process and awaken us to the fact that you know, we are the ETs we've been waiting for, you know. So if you want to see an ET, look in a mirror. This planet's been colonized many times, and we're the remnants of those colonies, which Michael Tellinger has brought this to our attention and several other people. It's amazing how the new science and the new archaeology and everything coming out right now is all pointing to the fact that we've been visited many times, and we're basically a big cosmic soup here of genetics. So basically, it's important to start expanding out and not identify with the body and the personality or the religion or the culture, and get beyond that into spirit and connect with these beings on a spiritual level. So the intent, what we're going to do now is we can go ahead and start off with this experiment. And if everybody can just take a nice deep breath and focus in. And when you breathe in, just breathe in that love and that joy and that peace. And when you breathe out any of the confusion, any negativity, any heaviness. Breathe in again and breathe out any fears. Know that you're safe and that you're protected. And And what we're going to do is we're going to create a beautiful golden wheel of energy. And I want you to see this energy spinning around the entire group here. This beautiful golden light. This light is pure bliss. And see it filling up the entire group. Spinning in, coming in on your left, going out your right. And see this beautiful energy spinning faster and faster. And see it moving through every cell of your body. Every bone, every muscle, every organ. See this beautiful golden energy lighting up every aspect of your physical body. And allow this energy again. See it spinning faster and faster. And see this energy moving through your mental body and your emotional body. Clearing up any old limiting mental concepts. Any sadness, sorrow, fear, any of this. Just see this energy cleansing, healing, lifting, gracefully clearing out all of these unwanted energies. And see this beautiful energy start to spin faster and see it clearing out your astral body. Any old past lives, severing all karmic ties, all unfinished business. Allowing the grace of this golden energy to totally clear. And just see a beautiful crystalline tube surrounding this entire group, this entire field. Going up. Expanding up. Spinning faster and faster. And while you're in this field of energy, now is the time to put your intention out and welcome with love and joy and bliss and gratitude the higher dimensional beings, the benevolent off-world visitors, those that are here to help in the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. Welcome our extended family, the greater family of man, knowing that you're fully protected by these benevolent beings, these ultra-dimensionals, the ascended masters, knowing that they're all one in this unified field, we're all working together. And at this point, it's very important to just give thanks for this connection, because when you give thanks, the gratitude actually creates the event. And just let's thank our brothers and sisters in the stars, the star nations. Give them thanks ahead of time for guiding us, for assisting us in our awakening healing process. And give them thanks for appearing in the skies this afternoon and tonight. We'll leave this as an open invitation when they feel the time is right, to come as close as that as we're ready to have the experience. And now just fill your hearts up with this love and this joy and this bliss and just send it out to them. Send it to some of the images that you saw today. Send it to the Syrians, the beautiful feline beings, the benevolent protectors. Send it out to the Palladians, the loving, giddy, blissful Palladians. You can send it out to the Andromedans, which are mythologically known as archangels, their magnetized light bodies. And whoever you feel connected to, the Arcturians, the Orion Council of Light, you, the Masters, Yeshua ben Joseph, Mary Magdalene, whoever you feel comfortable with, invite them in to join in this experience. And for those who want, you can have your own telepathic experience right now because the energies are here. They're already connecting. And know that these connections happen on many levels. It doesn't begin here or end here. It's continuous. Let's just sit for a little while in this energy. And feel free to communicate and make your wishes known. Thanks to the rooster for helping call them in. And it's so important to keep your humor, get out of this pious program. It doesn't work on their level. Whatever you do, no laughing. Just kidding. It's interesting, you'll feel nature respond. You'll feel the winds kick up, the animals start singing. When you do these experiments and you open your heart and send these energies out, the whole world starts responding. You sure we didn't pass out Kool-Aid? I don't know.
These people been drinking?
They're all drunk with spirit. It's really powerful when you send these energies out. It's just amazing what they do, and it's just you're lighting up a huge interdimensional light for them and sending a beacon up. And they get it, and they'll come check it out. I mean, they're just as curious as we are. You know, they go, hey, look, the monkeys, they're awakening. So, go, where'd that come? We've had masters. We've had masters appear and go, whoa, we wrote you guys off a long time ago. You know, like you're... You know, they couldn't believe that we have actually come this far without annihilating ourselves. So, the more we do this kind of work and send this out, the more help we can get with shifting the energies here. I don't know how we're doing on. Got another 19 minutes. Another 19 minutes. Everybody here is just bouncing in their chairs and laughing. It's kind of, I wish we had the camera to catch this stuff, but we should get some of the people bouncing in their chairs to come up and talk about their experience. Giovanni. Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, so anyway, how's everybody feeling?
Woo! So we're intending to bring in a big ship tonight.
Definitely. Does anybody have any comments? Hey, actually, we have a couple other radio hosts here from BBS. I think we should get them up here.
Yeah, I think we should get the 100th monkey guys up. Come on. 100th monkey guys. All the way from Japan.
Yeah.
Ramon is here.
It's the Tom and Jerry show. I mean, the Tom and Ramon show.
Oh, yeah. So, man, hey, you know what? We are having such a great time here. Come on, Ramon.
All right. Let's be serious.
So serious? No.
No, let's be real serious now.
Oh, I guess we're on someone else's show, right?
Yeah, because we have to be professional radio
guys. Yeah, we are. No, we are having such a great time here. I have had such amazing experiences this year. I have taken some personal steps myself where I have actually reached a new plateau in my own personal spiritual journey, which has meant so much to me. And I have to thank everybody here. I have to thank everything for it because it brought me here and put me in this place for me to be able to experience what I experienced yesterday. And it just opened up a whole new level. And being able to see what I see now, being able to see what I see now is awesome. Well, you know, last night during the opening ceremonies, after we did a meditation there to start it out with, and during that meditation, I did a little bit of Qigong stuff where I was moving the energy around on my body. And as I went down and brought the energy up, I felt just absolute goose pimples followed my hands as they went up, and then it followed like a rush of energy followed as I went back down, and then the meditation ended. When I opened my eyes, and I saw everybody sitting up on stage, I could see white figures. I saw like a silhouette figures behind each one of the guests. And it was like looking into a cavern. It was like I was looking down a tunnel, and I saw row after row after row of beings that were standing behind the guys that were on the stage. And every since that, I can look at any one of you now, and I can see that outline, that etheric body that glow around you, and I'm just like, so. So if anybody out there understands what I'm talking about, I mean, you know, talk about a major step in your spiritual journey. I mean, I'm like, wow. How about you, Ramon?
I have a real funny story to tell about last year. I came and spent 21 days here, and I was staying after the conference was over. We'd done cleaning. Most of the people were gone. And I was staying in the room alone. And I said, this is the night for contact. Because everybody was tired and they all went to sleep early. It was cloudy, so there was no sky watching. I said, this is the night for contact. So I'm laying in the room and I fall asleep. And it's, you know, maybe 2 hours later, I wake up. I see a green light. And I said, this is it. And I get really scared, and I start trembling, and I'm like, okay, I gotta be courageous, turn around. This green light is flashing, and I'm like, okay, this is it. This is the contact. But I'm shaking. I'm scared. I don't want to turn around. When I turn around, it's the coffee pot going off. And I realized, I said, it's true what James always says. You always say, like, I'm ready, I can do it. And then when it's time, you crap your pants. So one of the things that I think not only myself but everybody here has been trying and doing is getting over that fear, because you're consistently bombarded by fear. You know, it's like it's the fear of the radiation, the fear of the oil, the fear of each other. I mean, the fear of that, it's, you're hit. But then when you're here, it's like the love from this person, the love from that person, and this person. And it's not only that you see certain figures that you've watched them and listened to them, and then they're just normal people like you trying to get it together like you. So I'm going to pass it on.
There's your message.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got amazing people here too. We've got Chris Wolf over here with his didgeridoo, and he's the man of 1,000 arms and 1,000 instruments, and I think he can play them all at once, you know. So, and we've watched that. It's just amazing. So I don't know if we can get the mic over there or bring the didge over here, but maybe we can give you a little sample of some of his awesome didgeridoo music on the way out.
This is Brooks Agnew with As You Wish Radio, getting ready to sign out from Mount Adams, live at the ranch. Thank you all for being part of the program tonight. We'll see you all next week right here on As You Wish Radio.